This is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits in music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio. You're listening to WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
Blue, you're my boy!
A genius. A man who has a reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough?
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's a drive! Way back! It might be! It could be!
This is my favorite part coming up right now.
Alright, alright. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back. We are live. Bringing you the best there is in sports talk and entertainment. Sunday night. Wild card weekend NFL action. And my levels are giving me problems, but we'll figure it out. We are here, and we're going to have fun like we always do. Going to have Nicholas Lane probably calling in, William Graves, Boss Hogg, Sean Naylor, who I know is pretty happy right now because his boys knocked off. Well, he was rooting for Dallas to lose. He's a Washington fan, and he was rooting for Dallas to lose. He was cheering for the 49ers like he was a 49ers fan. So he got his wish, and he's going to call in and be so happy that 49ers took care of business. So we'll get into that game. We'll get into Yesterday's games as well. We'll get into the Bucks, Eagles games, and we currently have the Chiefs and the Steelers playing here on Sunday night. And Steelers are making it a game. They're making it a game. But they really can't, you know, generate any offense. So that's been a problem all season. And I know, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, you know, he's done a lot in his career. But not anymore. Okay. His arm just doesn't have it. As far as I've been seeing some of the throws, he just doesn't have it. And, you know, you see baseball players go through Tommy John surgery. And they go through Tommy John surgery. They come back and their arms are a little bit stronger than they were before they go out. Maybe it's Ben Roethlisberger's arm does not look strong. So maybe for a quarterback, it is different throwing a football than it is a baseball, the mechanics of it. Because, I mean, he's only been out of – I think he had that surgery on his arm 2 seasons ago, I think. And it doesn't look like it's just like he's throwing a noodle. I mean, his deep ball is not going anywhere. He's throwing more of moon rockets opposed to deep passes. And you know, we can tell this is the last hurrah for Ben Roethlisberger. I don't care if they do manage to win this game. There's no way for me that I would even think about making a coming back for another year. We're going to bring him on in because we got him on the line now with us. And
NFL football.
We'll have Boss Hawk Sean there calling in here. Very, very happy. But we got William Graves on with us. What's going on, brother?
Well, we survived the wild card round.
Yeah, we survived. We did. We survived it.
Just to take away from the games today or from that specific game, you know, again, I go back to a statement that I made mid-season about the Buccaneers' defensive secondary. They are so hot and cold all the time. Even in today's game, you know, I don't really have a lot of critiques, but think back through the season, man. How many times did we see blow coverages?
About every game.
Let's talk about the game that I went to, and I saw live the Colts game. You know, I mean, blown coverages, but today, everybody was spot on. I mean, for the most part, they did a good job. So, this is my question for you, because we said that we watch the same games, do we not? Why is it that during the regular season they are so all over the place, and then all of a sudden the playoffs happen and they start acting like they're a bunch of Pro Bowl defensive backs. What am I missing here?
Well, I think, you know, to start things off, I don't want, you know, to bust anybody bubble, but it is the Eagles secondary.
Well, yeah.
You know, Hurts is a rookie, and he struggled, you know, during the course of the season throwing the ball. But that has something to do with it. The other part is maybe they're a little bit more focused, but we'll be tested next week, whether we play in Arizona or the Rams.
Man, so
I'd rather play Arizona.
Because
I don't want to play the Rams again. But if it comes down to it, they got to figure out a way to deal with Cooper Kupp.
Man, but this is my thing. Every time we play the Rams, almost every time, and yes, I'm about to go back to that playoff game. What was it? 99.
I still say Ricky Prohl did not catch that football. But hey,
he did it.
Yeah, the game is being played and it's over with. But
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every time, man, every time, Batman, dude, they could have freaking Bobby Boucher back there as their quarterback. And every time they have our number, it's crazy, man. Oh man, how the hell do you leave him wide open like that?
They letting Mahomes get out the pocket, man. They got to keep him in the pocket,
man. No, but did you see how open Kelce was?
Yeah, I know.
That man was by himself. Oh, good Lord. Steelers, what are you all doing?
Hey, they played a valiant first half. Now, we know.
First half ain't over with. Only 13 seconds, but, man, come on. Look, I know it's only halftime, and I know what people are going to say. There's 30 minutes of football left, but you keep leaving freaking Travis Kelce open like that, Mahomes is going to burn you every time. Man, I'm sorry, listeners. I apologize. What were we talking about, Debo?
The pass defense.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, but no, I Derek, I understand it's the Eagles. You know, I was halfway expecting to win today. You know, I mean, you know, we talked about what they had to do, and for the most part, they did it. You know, they kept Miles Sanders in check, even though. Let's face it. Up into the third quarter, they only ran the ball 12 times, which I'm sorry for a running football team, which is what they're supposed to be. You should have 12 runs in the first quarter. So, and I mean that, you know, I have a really good friend. He's an Eagles fan, and I was actually over at his place watching the game, you know, and we were talking about it, and then. When the fourth quarter came up and they started doing all this stuff, he goes, why the fuck are you all playing? I'm sorry. Why are you?
Oh, boy. Hey.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
that's right.
See?
Oh, man.
See, this is what happens. this is what happens when I'm not focused on the show. He said, why the explicitive are you all playing now at the end of the in the fourth quarter? He goes, they should have been doing this all game. And you know what? Had they been doing it all game, would have been a lot closer game. But you know what? A win is a win. I'll take it. But the Rams and the Cardinals, that's a completely different beast.
Yeah, definitely, and the Rams. You know, I feel like we haven't seen the Cardinals this season. So, but we did play them last season. They're definitely a lot better team this season than they were last season. But the Rams, we know what they're going to do. They can run it. They can throw it. You know, they got a good offensive line. Matt Stafford has been one of the top, you know, QBs in this league since he came in the league. So, that's – and their defense, while their defense hasn't played, you know, up to potential this season, they still have – you know, Roy Miller, and they still got the beast in the middle. So, as long as they got them guys, you know, Ramsey, he's going to be banged up on the outside on Evans. And, you know, we're going to be tested. And I'm rooting for Arizona just because they're a younger team, you know, not a whole lot of experience. So, I'd rather play that team than to play the Rams.
Well,
you know, if we have to play
the Cowboys than anybody.
Yeah, but if we have to play the Rams, so be it. We got to take care of business. But I just think the matchup in the passing game is a lot tougher facing the Rams,
man,
than it is Arizona. But Kyler Murray mobility is still going to give us problems anyway, so. It's a toss-up.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, you know. And I'm just hoping. And look, I know it's probably not going to happen. But I kind of hope that the 49ers beat the Packers. I mean, I know it's not going to happen, but you know what? Be kind of cool to have home field advantage all through the playoffs. I mean, like I said, we're talking about the Packers. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers, and you know as well as I do that Packers team has got a chip on their shoulder. And you know what? Honestly, I'd be scared. I'll be scared to face the Packers this year because they are that good.
Yeah, they've gotten better since last season. Even though we went into Green Bay and beat them last season, people fail to realize Green Bay Packers were a couple, you know, one possession away from, I think, taking tying the game or taking the
No, winning the game.
Yeah, well, they was going down for the game-winning drive, and we got to stop. So, you know, that's it's a toss. Listen. I said it, and I'm gonna keep saying it. And a lot of fans in these fan groups, they don't like it when I speak from a realistic standpoint. The NFC is wide open.
Yes, it is.
All the teams left can get to the Super Bowl. Every single last one of them, and there's no true bona fide favorite. There's no true favorite. I guarantee you. The lines on these games is going to be within 3 points.
I don't know if it'll be exactly 3 points, man, but I expect it to be a lot closer than what some of the games were today.
Yeah, well, you know, today.
I mean,
wild card weekend. So, you know, it is what it is with the scores and stuff like that. But I expect, you know, all the games next week to be tightly contested contest. So, and you know, we got the game tomorrow night between the Rams and the Arizona Cardinals, which I believe that game will be tightly contested. And J.J. Watt is going to be playing tomorrow night. So he had season-ending shoulder surgery. They opted not to put him on season-ending IR, but they just stuck him on the IR where you can return with the intention on him being able to come back had they made it to the playoffs. And he's back. So that's just another person that you have to worry about, you know, with him, Chandler Jones, and that front four that they have defensively. You know, they're going to be a handful as well. So they'll have Hopkins. Hopkins will be back in the lineup. Yeah. He's missed about the last four games or something like that. So, you know, you get him back. That'll kind of, place everybody else in their spots where they need to be on the depth chart. And running game-wise, you know, James Conner and then the rookie running back they have has, you know, done a great job this season as well. So I'm rooting for the Arizona Cardinals. They have beat them. And they've beat them twice already this season, so – you know, it's tough to beat a team three times in sports in the same season.
Yeah.
But if the Arizona Cardinals want to advance, they're going to have to pull off the feat of defeating them three times.
Yeah. You know, the other thing, and this is a hypothetical question, and I was going to wait till Boss Hog came on, but my question is, if you are the Arizona Cardinals, and I am by no means of the word hoping this, but if you get all the way to the Super Bowl, do you put Larry Fitzgerald on your roster? If you say anything but yes, you are wrong.
I don't know, man. I mean, he don't want to. I don't know. I mean,
No. You or at least extend the offer for him to get onto the roster. After everything he has done for that franchise, for that community, he deserves it. You know, I'm sorry, but he is one of the few people that I think you put on a Super Bowl roster. I don't care if he hasn't played all season or not. I really could care less. There's lots of people that get added to teams late in the season. I mean, come on, the Rams added somebody in their playoff run that hadn't played since 2019. Give me a break.
Yeah.
So, but no, I was just curious. If you're the Cardinals, do you at least extend the offer for him to actually join the roster?
Hey, maybe we never know. Maybe they already have, and he just said, you know, thanks but no thanks. You know, maybe if they do win the championship, we never know. We don't know. I don't know what's going on with Fitzgerald. He could be part of the organization in some shape or form. And
if you think about it, the last thing that you really heard is from him is he was asked about playing this year, and he said, I don't know. I'm just waiting. He goes, he said something about waiting for the right time or something like that.
Yeah, something.
Just interesting to say the least, because, I mean, like I said, you haven't heard anything out of him all year, practically all year. But, Devo.
Yeah.
Does Mike McCarthy get fired tonight? Or at 12:01 a.m.?
No.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
You don't think Jerry's going to roll with his boy, Kellen Moore?
No.
You don't think so?
Dude, he's going to owe McCarthy a ton of money. He's going to be playing two coaches.
We're talking about Jerry Jones here.
I get it. But at the same time, you just hired this dude two seasons ago. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mike McCarthy, he had a chance then to – Kellen Moore has been an old offensive coordinator for what, two seasons?
Yeah.
That man's not ready to be no head coach, man. He's not ready to be no head coach. I mean – Dude,
I said in the chat or in the chat group, see the Jason Garrett experiment.
Yeah, but Jason Garrett had how many years experience as a offensive coordinator?
Like two or three.
And he had plenty of years of experience as a quarterback in the league. So
yes, or to Kellen Moore.
No, he doesn't, man.
Kellen Moore was the backup quarterback, just like Jason Garrett.
Yeah, but Kellen Moore only played like 4 years, bro. I mean,
yeah.
No,
I mean, but I'm. No.
If Jerry Jones want to be, if he want to be, the laughing stock, then you go ahead and make that move. You're not getting better by making Kellen Moore your head coach. You're not getting better.
Well, and I mean, but. But does being a player in the NFL really translate into if you're going to be a good head coach or not? Because, man, look, one of the best head coaches in the league was a practice squad quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, I think. And he was cut. Now he's one of the best. Now he's one of the best head coaches in the NFL. That's Sean Payton. So I mean, can we really say just because you didn't make it in the league that you're not going to be a good head coach in the league?
No, I just don't.
And like I said, here's the thing. The way that Jerry Jones talks about Kellen Moore reminds me of how he talked about Jason Garrett. Like the infatuation is there. I'm not saying that Kellen Moore is going to be exactly like Jason Garrett, but I mean, here's the thing, man. Who didn't Jerry Jones get rid of? What's his name? Who did Jerry Jones fire to promote Jason Garrett? It wasn't Jimmy Johnson, was it? No.
No, it was. Who was the head coach? No, dude, Jimmy Johnson I was about to say
Jimmy Johnson left the Cowboys in like 96,
97. Oh, I'll check it real quick. Let's see who did. Who did?
Because Jason Garrett was the head coach of the Cowboys for what, 5, 6 years?
Yeah, it was. It definitely. Let's see. Jason Garrett became the head coach of the Cowboys, replacing. Wade Phillips.
Oh, Wade Phillips?
Yeah, Wade Phillips. It was his.
He was the head coach of the Cowboys?
Yeah, before. Let's see. Jimmy Johnson was a long time ago. He was only there 5 years. They picked up Barry Switzer.
Uh-huh.
They won a Super Bowl that first year under Barry Switzer. And then. He was there 4 years. Then they had Chan Gailey for 2 seasons. They had Dave Campo for 3 seasons. Then Bill Parcells came for 4 seasons. Wade Phillips came in after Bill for 4 seasons. And then Jason Garrett was pretty much there for 10 seasons from 2010 to 2019.
Now, in all honesty, and I mean – And look at his records. Look at Jason Garrett's records. Now, you mean to tell me that any other coach that had those type of records would have stayed head coach of a team?
Jason Garrett record was 152-85 in 10 years. 3 NFC championships, 3 NFC East championships, 3 playoff berths, and he won Coach of the Year in 2016. So in 10 years, you had 3 playoff berths. That's why he was fired.
What?
I mean, it's the Cowboys. So you got to have a bigger expectation as a coach of the Cowboys. Over a 10-year span, only get to the playoffs 3 times. That's kind of, you know,
right.
Cleveland Browns-like. I mean, that's even worse than the Cleveland Browns. But
yeah, but what I'm saying is that any other coach, it just doesn't. It doesn't translate. I mean, the only logical explanation is that Jerry Jones, I mean, that was Jerry Jones's boy.
Yeah. It hurt him to have to fire him, but it needed to be done. I think his time had been worn out in Dallas, and he probably figured, you know, we're probably not going to go any further than we've gone. I mean, they had some playoff disasters under Jason Garrett the time that they did go to the playoffs.
Well, I mean, you know, and this is the thing. You know, they are a regular season football team. I mean, take a look specifically this year. Okay, no, it's not Jason Garrett. But they ran buckshot through pretty much the entire season. I mean, yeah, they had their losses and stuff like that, but they were this team that, you know, that everybody was like, hey, you know, this could be the team to go all the way. And then they get to the playoffs and they choke. Yet once again, anytime I hear somebody compare a Cowboy team to the Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, and Emmitt Smith teams. They always wind up just choking. And I mean, I don't know. I just something about this whole Kellen Moore thing. It's really given me the same type of vibe, and in situation like what Tampa had when they supposedly didn't want to let go of their golden offensive coordinator, Dirk Cotter. So they fired the head coach just to keep him. And I'm sorry, but I'm with you. I don't know that Kellen Moore is ready for a head coaching job.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that. I mean, I just don't think the move right now for the Cowboys, and I know, you know, Cowboy fans are probably up in arms right now, but listen, there's a few fan bases in the world of sports that figure that, you know, they just can't possibly lose to a team that they think is better than them. One of them is the Cowboys. Another group of fans is the Red Sox and the Yankees. Another terrible fan base when it comes to sports is the Philadelphia fan base. But they knew going into today's game they weren't winning. So, you know, they were just playing. They got into the playoffs. That's it. But Giants, I mean, Cowboys fans, if you paid any amount of attention to how the 49ers came into the playoffs, you would have known that you were at serious risk of losing that game. Because defensively, they've played as well as anybody in the league. Offensively, they've done just as well as anybody in the league, mixing it up. Debo Samuel, probably the best dual threat wide receiver in the league. And you know, that guy does everything. One of the best play callers in football is Shanahan. So he mixes it up real good. They got an excellent running game. Even though they're down to like their fourth string running back, they got an excellent running game, and they're a physical team. If you want to win in January in the NFL, guess what you got to do? You got to play defense, and you got to run the ball like an animal, and that's what the 49ers do. So I called it. I've been talking about the 49ers the last probably month, just talking about how well they're playing as a team and defensively and offensively, how they mix things up with the running game and Jimmy Garoppolo playing off of the play action. Everybody on the 49ers staff gets involved in the passing game in the offense. And they're one of the very few teams that still utilize the fullback. So it's a tough matchup for anybody. Like I said it a few weeks ago, San Francisco is that dark horse team that could get into this thing and end up in the Super Bowl. They can.
Well, I completely agree with you. If you remember mine, yours, and Boss Hogg's conversation last week when we were making our picks, and Boss Hogg went into the dark horse thing and all that, you know, and I voiced my dark horse team, which I say could be the 49ers. 49ers are a complete team. And I'll be honest with you, if they beat the Packers and we beat whoever it is that we face next weekend, I will be very leery to face the 49ers. They are not a soft team.
No. And ladies and gentlemen, before we continue on, we gonna go to the other line here where we have Rat Pack Sports Show, NFL/fantasy football guru, Boss Hog, Sean Neal on the line with us. What's going on, brother? What is he talking about? Hey.
Hello. What? Ruff, ruff? Hello?
Yeah, we hear you now. It sounded like he was like far away.
It was like far away?
It sounded like it.
Oh, how's this?
That is great. We can hear you fine there.
Yeah.
So the 49ers aren't going to beat Green Bay. It's not going to happen.
Well,
I mean, it's like I said earlier, Boss Hawk, this is the Packers, and they are playing with a chip on their shoulder. And I don't want to go to Green Bay, not this year.
I think it's Green Bay. I think it's Green Bay, LA in the championship game.
They got to beat Arizona first.
Hey,
but it's Green Bay, LA in the championship game. Hey. I think LA is going to win tomorrow night, and then they're going to go. They're going to lose to the Bucks. Are going to lose to the Rams again.
I really don't appreciate what you're saying right now, Boss Hawk. So
neither do I, Boss Hawk. Just because your team can't get into the playoffs. They can't even choose a name. And the Chiefs just got a fumble recovery.
Chiefs just scored another damn touchdown on a tackle eligible, and the girlfriend throws the damn cuticle clippers at the TV. Wow. We're going for the Steelers tonight, and we're not doing too well. I played you guys for a good game this afternoon. The Eagles didn't show up. They look like, I mean, I think our high school team could have beat the Eagles tonight.
They did run the ball. They did not stick to what got them there.
They didn't stick with the run at all today, and that's what the exact
four runs in the first half, Boss Hawk.
He threw the game. They threw the game. That's what happened. They threw the game.
I mean, it. You know it. Boss Hawk.
I mean, the best game of the afternoon, of course, was the 49ers pulling the upset on the Cowgirls. That was fantastic. One and done, just like I knew they would be. It was so amazing. And now we wait to see, if Jerry follows through on his words that if the Cowboys are disappointing in the playoffs, that he could fire Mike McCarthy. I'm waiting to see on that.
Boom! Another touchdown. Good Lord.
Hey, man, they just kind of let go, huh? Just gave
up. This is getting out of control like the damn Bucks-Eagles game.
Man.
And
except I got so bored in that game that I started mopping the house.
What? Mopping the house?
I have tile flooring in my house, and so I was like, this game sucks. The Bucks game was so boring that I just turned around and said, screw this shit, I'm not watching anymore. I started mopping the house. Now, I did have the game on as background noise because that's all it was a bunch of noise because the Eagles suck so bad. And we really want the Steelers to win tonight, but Ben's got to pull out something out of his butt.
Man, this game over with.
Yeah.
Gordon had shirt on. Don't put the shirt back on.
What?
Hold on.
It was a Steelers shirt that said, "Say what?" That she was wearing at the start of the game. And then her son made her take it off because every time she wears a shirt, the team loses. So, son of a bitch, Najee's fumble.
Lord.
Wow.
Listeners, before we continue, we're gonna officially have to change the rating of this show from rated PG to at least NC-17.
Did I tell you about the shirt that I got last week?
What shirt?
Oh, Lord.
It was a Redskins shirt that she bought me. And last week on before they played the Giants, she gave it to me and I opened it up and it's a shirt and it's the old emblem and he has his head in his palm, in the palm of his hand. So it's the old Indian emblem, and he has his head in the palm of his hand, and it says, "This team makes me drink." Another touchdown.
What?
This game over.
Hey, my TV.
Chiefs just scored again.
My TV's still at commercial, bro.
Right. Oh. Go put the shirt back on. Over the Jets, okay. She's so amazing. We have been sitting here watching playoff football all damn day together. It's just so awesome, bros. So awesome, my dudes.
We're glad you're happy, Boss Hoggy. You deserve all the happiness that you can get.
Oh man, she's great. She's great. But anyway, let's talk about something. I posted a article in the chat room the other morning. And I know we're talking playoff football and everything, but the other day
I know
in the chat room. Do you remember this article, Will?
Yes, I do. And yes, I am very eager to talk about this.
This said article, let me find it again so I can remember. Oh, realistic trades that can happen in the off season. This is a Bleacher Report article, and usually Bleacher Report is pretty good. But here's the deal. Bleacher Report says that the Washington new names on February 2nd will trade a first round pick to the Carolina Panthers for Christian McCaffrey.
Okay. So first and foremost, Christian McCaffrey is not worth a first round pick.
No, McCaffrey is not worth a first round pick. You are correct.
He's worth a second or third round pick. He's very injury prone. He needs to be in a running back by committee type situation where you have like three different running backs in there. And I think that Washington would be a really good spot for it.
No.
Just saying.
Dude, no. What? You tell me why, and then I'll counter.
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because first and foremost, like I just said, he can't be that lead dog. He can't be that one back. Okay, Washington already has a few decent backs on their roster. He needs to be in a, like I just said, he needs to be in a running back by committee team. And Washington can set that up where it is a running back by committee team. Okay.
Let me pose this to you. I saw this under the comments of the article when I was reading the article. Somebody said, move him to slot receiver.
Maybe.
What do you think about that?
Maybe.
Move him to slot receiver, and then we still have Antonio Gibson and Jarrett Patterson, who could be the running backs.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. It would be interesting to see.
It would be an interesting move. However, I don't think they need to give up their number one pick on a running back. The number one pick needs to go to Seattle for Russell Wilson.
No, actually, your number one pick, and I will actually have my early mock draft actually done by Wednesday show. But just to give you a little sneak peek, you guys are actually going to use your first round pick to draft a quarterback.
Coral or Pickett?
Pickett.
Nope.
Yes.
I actually
Coral is, you guys are going to take Pickett, but Coral is going to be the first one off the board because Coral is going to go to Denver.
I saw a mock draft that had Kenny Pickett going number two overall to the Giants.
No, because Russell Wilson will be the quarterback of the Giants next year.
No. No, you know who's going to be the quarterback of the Giants next year?
Or Deshaun Watson.
There you go, Deshaun Watson. Because, well, I don't know. I read today while I was watching the boring-ass Bucks-Eagles game, I read an article that said that Harbaugh is very, very intrigued with the Giants job.
Yes, I also heard he was intrigued with the Vegas job.
I think you're gonna see Rich Bisaccia get that job. Honestly,
After all is said and done,
I think Bisaccia is gonna get that job. I think you could see Harbaugh go to Chicago, but I really think that the Giants offer more to him. Honestly, I think Chicago could end up being Leslie Frazier on another go round as a head coach. I think Leslie Frazier has done a hell of a job in Buffalo.
Oh, okay, so.
And I think he could get that Chicago job.
All right, so here's the million-dollar question. Where does Brian Flores wind up at? Because I have Flores potentially going to the Giants and then moving stuff around and trading for Deshaun Watson.
That's as much as the New York job intrigues Harbaugh. I don't think he's going to leave Michigan. Honestly, I think he's going to stay. And I think Brian Flores will either end up in A, Houston, or B, New York. And wherever he is at, Deshaun Watson ends up. Now, the question remains Denver. I honestly believe my biggest concern. My top coaching job is the Denver Broncos. That is my top coaching job.
That's yeah.
all they need is a quarterback. So if anybody to make a big splash, I think the Broncos need to make a big splash, and they need to get a guy who is going to come in there and then get his own quarterback. Whether that quarterback is somebody in Russell Wilson, whether that quarterback is, who knows? Maybe they draft a Kenny Pickett. Maybe they draft somebody. I don't know. But
if they draft anybody, it would have to be who I have them potentially getting, and that's Matt Corral from Ole Miss.
So you're telling me you have Matt Corral as the number one quarterback in this draft?
Yes, only because the Denver Broncos are horrible at scouting quarterbacks.
Okay, so let's take a step back at the Denver Broncos scouting bad quarterbacks, whatever. Give me your top three quarterbacks in this draft right now. Let's see if we agree.
Pickett. I know I'm going to mispronounce his name. The quarterback from Liberty.
Isn't that Malik?
Malik. And this is really embarrassing because he was the quarterback for Auburn, but he transferred. Pickett, Malik, and Coral. And Coral is a very shaky number three, because I think that the quarterback from Louisville could actually be better than Coral.
Cunningham.
Malik Cunningham.
Yeah.
Like I said, top three.
I agree with number one. I think Kenny Pickett is the best quarterback in this draft. However, I think that Matt Corral is number two, and that Malik Cunningham is number three. And then the number four is the kid from Liberty.
Okay. I can actually agree with that.
That's my top four right now. I don't have a five, unfortunately, because I'm still
joining the club, because neither do I.
And I haven't started scouting yet. I haven't started scouting yet for the draft.
I've done a little bit, but I can tell you who I think is going number one overall.
Oh, that's easy. That's Aiden Hutchinson, and if he's not, then people
from Michigan. Yes, thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if he doesn't go number one, I would say that if he doesn't go number one, then Thibodeau out of Oregon goes number one.
Then
interchangeable at number one, but I think Aiden Hutchinson right now is the number one overall pick.
Yes, absolutely, 110%. And the kid from Oregon, I have him going number two.
You got Thibodeau going number two?
Yes, I do.
See, and that I read this mock. See, I totally read. I read this mock draft this afternoon, and it totally had Kenny Pickett going number two to the Giants.
No, because they're not going to draft Kenny Pickett number two when they have Russell Wilson going there, or potentially Deshaun Watson.
Don't make a quarterback.
I mean,
And but I mean that the other side to this is okay. Let's say that Cole does go to the Giants. Where I would actually see the kid from Oregon winding up at is with the Jets. I think the Jets would move up to get him.
No, the Jets don't need to move up and draft a defensive end. They need an offensive line to protect Zach Wilson.
Seriously, that is so true.
Offensive lineman in this draft it's not going to be way deep, but it's going to be deep enough where they're going to be able to get some good quality guys in the second and third round.